on the taps before he stripped and stood under the needle jets.
What?
Ryan quickly stepped back, hand dropping to the blaster on his hip.
Fire blast. Smells like shit.
It was a black liquid, streaked with vivid green, like rotting molasses. Oozing from the gleaming metal nozzles, it crept down the walls, staining them with its glossy filth. It flowed over the main control taps before Ryan could get anywhere near them, making it impossible for him to stop the outpouring.
You here, Ryan? What the fuck stinks? You okay, Ryan?
Stay where you are, Jack. Yeah, looks like it's the end of the line for hot showers. Power unit just pulled the plug on us.
Despite the new evidence of the redoubt beginning to run down, everyone agreed that they should at least take a look at the cryo section. Following the light blue pattern on the fortress map, they headed north, through areas of the huge redoubt that had been more carefully evacuated and cleansed. Only once did they find any part that proved interesting.
Map said there was a small arms and plasex module out this way. Be good to find it and see if maybe there's anything left that we could use.
Could always use a few spare rounds for the G-12.
A torn poster on a sidewall proclaimed that Volvos are best, forget the rest.
This way.
Jack pointed to a side passage. A neat yellow sign warned all B-8 or lower cleared personnel not to proceed farther without signed sec permit. The armored door was half open. Spray painted on it were the two words, Raiders Rule.
Who these cold hot Raiders?
Football team. They were quite mediocre during my time in the 1990s, but they had a rabid fan base, whom I would say were most certainly mentally deficient.
Lights shone brightly ahead of them. Most illumination units and redoubts operated on proximity trembler systems. Sensors picked up the vibrations of anyone moving along the corridors and would switch on the lights for a couple of sections ahead. So, no matter how quick you were, you could never catch a functioning length of corridor in the dark. To try was as futile as a man spinning around in front of a mirror, hoping to snatch a glimpse of the back of his own head. The corridor opened without warning into a massive room, at least as large as an aircraft hangar, divided by partitions and pallets like some vast warehouse. Most of the shelves were full of cartons, tins, and boxes of all manner of ammunition and explosives. Spilling out over the floor, the munitions gave every evidence of something near to panic, of people scrabbling to survive despite the odds. The armorer's sallow face was alight with eagerness, eyes sparkling behind the lenses of his glasses. None of the others, except for Ryan, had ever seen him so animated. Ryan had once seen JB more excited, but it had been in another time and at another place.
Let's go.
Could be booby traps.
Could be, kid.
Hey.
Sorry. Didn't mean to call you that. Could be, Jack. Good point. But we've never seen nothing in any other redoubt. Nah, I figure we're safe. Just take a little care is all.
Mostly they ran into booby traps out in Mutie country. Then a lot of care had to be taken about what was picked up or moved. Four of the young blaster team from Warwag 3 had gone to buy the farm together around 5 years ago, Ryan figured. They'd stumbled into an encampment of stickies out toward the darks. One of them had seen a tiny crippled baby, bawling its eyes out, and had stooped to pick it up and comfort it. He'd snagged a thin fish line linked to a simple detonator and a pound of Plasex. It had taken over an hour to collect the shredded flesh and bone of the four adults and the infant out of the surrounding trees and bushes. Christy had plenty of ammo for her own 9mm Heckler & Koch P7A13. She wandered around the huge storeroom, hands in her pockets, feeling the cold smoothness of the jet-black, stone Apache tier. She watched as Ryan, Jack, and JB darted around like children in a candy store. Not that Christy had ever seen a candy store, except in old vids and mags. Ryan was delighted to find an unopened wooden box of rounds for his caseless rifle. Ammo was becoming increasingly scarce through the Deathlands, particularly for rare guns like the G-12. It was a 50-shot automatic, able to fire on single-shot, triple, or continuous burst. The rounds had no metal jacket, being molded into the case of the actual propellant. They were 4.7mm by 21mm. Ryan eagerly loaded one of the pockets of his coat with the unusual rounds. The Sig Sauer pistol fired standard 9mm ammo, which was still being made, in unreliable bastardized forms, in Anyville with a decent machining plant. Christy strolled up and down the aisles, carefully avoiding stumbling over the hundreds upon hundreds of loose rounds scattered everywhere. There were neatly typed cards thumbtacked to the shelves, telling her what was in the cartons, and what had once been there. Lists of death-dealing names, some of which she recognized and some she didn't. The endless fugue of the long-gone megacull. Lori took a handful of 22 rounds for her pearl-handled PPK, and Jack stuffed another couple of dozen 357 slugs for his magnum cannon into his pockets. Not surprisingly, there was nothing there that Doc could use in his 19th-century Le Mans handgun, so the blaster remained in the hand-tooled Mexican holster rig. Overlooked on a back shelf, behind some tumbled boxes of Mark VII ball, JB discovered a dark green metal container stamped in an endless string of white letters and numerals. He hauled it down, letting it crash to the floor, then levered the spring clips open along one side.
Hey, come look! Anyone want a real good new blaster with lots of rounds?
Everyone gathered by the crouched figure of the armorer, peering over his shoulder. He was pulling sheets of brown waxed and oiled paper off a dull black gun.
Heckler & Koch, full and semi-auto. Don't know the model. Never saw one like that. Integral silencer.
And laser optic sight. It's one of the MP7 SD-8s. Only made a few, according to what I've seen. Supposed to be a good gun for anything up to 30 yards.
Going to change that old Uzi of yours, JB?
Why not?
Hey, I was only...
JB picked up the blaster and cradled it, feeling for the button to activate the laser sight, aiming it across the room. Everyone watched the tiny ruby dot of light.
Yeah, like the feel.
You fire it from the shoulder?
Christy was puzzled by the strange double sight on top of the short muzzle.
No, not at all. Close quarters, you press the trigger and spray. Aim shots, you can use the laser spot. Then hold it braced against the hip and let go. No need to aim from the shoulder, not with a baby like this.
Without a sign of regret, the armorer laid down the battered mini-Uzi that he'd carried for so long over so many miles, walked away, and began to rummage through the box that contained Equiloy 9mm ammo, emptying his pockets of the old bullets. Jack picked up one of the guns and hefted it, shrugging and putting it back again.
Nah, slow down, close fats.
Saw some grins racked up over that side.
Yeah, and some plastics. Be right there with you when I got enough ammunition.
Jack and Christy followed Ryan across to the far side of the weapons wing of the redoubt, with Doc and Lori trailing behind them.
Here, look at the colors.
The albino teenager stood, jaw gaping, at the serried rows of different kinds of hand grenades. They were much smaller than the type used in the conventional wars of the 20th century, only half the size of a baseball, but relatively heavy. Some had two-step button firing pins, and some had flip-top detonator releases. All were silver or black, with bright strips of different paints. Labels told what each one was.
Scarlet and blue is imploder. Met one of those before. Close call on Mohawk River? How they work?
Like an explosion, only it works on a kind of antimatter principle. Sucks things in as it goes off.
Christy ran a long finger down the row of printed labels.
Stunners, burners, frags, lights, high-alts, shrap, nerve, smokers, grounders, low-ex... Delays, various. Remotes.
Take an implode, stun, burn, and frag each. Others are too specialized for us. Basically, we'll just want to stop or chill. Nothing else.
They all stashed away four grins. Ryan pocketed a couple of extra implodes for good measure.
They're too damned heavy. And what for? Got blasters and they do any...